Well, my concern is that the contracts issued to Boral are quite different to those available to anyone else in the industry. And that differentiation gives that the Boral contracts are superior at every count. We compete in the same market as Boral, and we're getting contracts that essentially, if you sum it down, we get the worst logs and they get the best logs. But at the end of the day, we pay the same price.
And why is that?
I think that's why we should have an inquiry to find out how this has come about. The main issue with hardwoods is we sell our product on species, and the only company that has any right to species is Boral. But at every other level, only their contract refers to diameter sizes, lengths, so it has effects on the freight, the flexibilities of how much they can take over or under the contract. The Boral contract is just in a different league to everyone else's. We get the lesser logs and then we pay the same price for them and compete in the same market.
So what sort of impact do those restraints on your timber mill as well as others up and down the North Coast have on your business?
Well, from our company's point of view, different people work in different markets, but our main product is flooring, and people buy floors on species or species mixes which we've developed. And we have, according to forestry, and they're correct, absolutely no rights to any species. That makes it impossible for us to develop markets. Our distribution channels, the continuity of supply, our ability to tender on the major jobs, we're just in a position that we're massively disadvantaged compared to our main competitor. They have the five main species all nominated in their contract and minimum amounts that must be supplied to them. They also have species that they don't want, which they have caps on, and that floods back into the rest of the industry's volume, and we must take those logs that don't meet those specifications for the Boral contract.
Does it mean that you are missing out on a lot of tenders to Boral?
That's possible, because it's entering the marketplace now that this position is becoming clear. And it makes it very, very hard for that. It comes down to things like when you have distribution, we have to send out samples. To give you an example, up here, we donated the floor to the Glasshouse. Now, that's a mixed species floor, and we did that to promote that floor look. When we get logs coming in ratios that we have no idea that we can reproduce anything like that, it makes it very difficult. We also developed a product offshore with knowledge of Forestry Corporation in a particular species. We went to hundreds of thousands of dollars of expenditure to develop the product, and then the species was unavailable to us. It is an impossible marketing situation, and it's an impossible advantage to overcome.
And so how long has Australian Solid Timbers been in this position where you've been restricted?
Well, it's probably technically for over a decade, but it hasn't become apparent until recently. There's been some recent changes where there was a court case from Boral against Forestry Corporation, and then subsequent to that there was an amendment to the original Boral contract. And that has given great advantage to Boral in that they were given compensation of $8.55 million. They were given contract extensions, and that has caused some sudden shifts throughout the industry of what suppliers are being provided to Boral, which is leading to the rest of the industry suffering these unpredictable shifts and movements. It's different for each mill. Up north, I believe it's mainly affected spotted gum, but I think all the mills dealing in the high-quality logs are being affected.
Ultimately, is your business at risk of closing if this continues?
Absolutely, Kim. I mean, it's when you've got such an unbalanced field, an adjustment has to take place. And companies who are dealing in the appearance grade market cannot stay in that market if they have no access to species. And Forestry Corporation at the moment is saying they will not negotiate at all. Now, I can't speak for other mills, but I've been told directly, we will not negotiate on species. Now, when that is already in play with the major player who has that access, ultimately, over a period of time, all the other players who wish to stay in that market are doomed. And bear in mind, both sides of politics over the past three decades have absolutely encouraged the industry to go into value adding. In Australian Solar Timber's case, and there are other companies that have done it as well, we've made that investment. You know, we were originally a pioneering company going back nearly a century now, but we have really invested in the appearance grade market. We were encouraged by both sides of politics to do so. We're very good at it, but it doesn't matter how good we are, we can't overcome a disadvantage like this. This has come into the system. It came in secretly. It's emerged over a period of time through freedom of information, court cases, but it's now in the public domain that for those interested, you can see these contracts on the government websites, and you can see the differential between one company's contracts and everyone else's. And I think the question is, how has this come about through the processes?
Well, you are calling on the state government to start an inquiry into the issuing of these contracts, but is this more of an issue for, say, the ACCC?
Potentially, yes, but there are complications there. I think the quickest, and there are other avenues as well. The Ombudsman is another avenue, but I think the quickest and cleanest way of dealing with it is through the political process. This is apparently unusual how this has come about, and it's a public asset after all, and I think we need to understand how it's come about and the process of how that's been administered. My target here is the senior management at the moment of Forestry Corporation, how these contracts are being administered, particularly the one in 2014, but the roots to it will go back further than that. But at the moment, the management systems are condemning the rest of the industry.